Estevan. About 80 people attended the Estevan Local 25 Métis Nation and Souris Valley Museum's Come and Go Lunch Friday at the museum and its courtyard. The event was organized to mark the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, which was the following day. Bonnie Cernich, Shirley Wheeler and Jill Roop with the Métis Nation, as well as the group's president Linda Sopp, cooked traditional hamburger soup and bannock, and the museum once again hosted the event. Museum's director, curator Melanie Memory noted the food was amazing. Individuals and groups made sure they stopped by, enjoyed the lunch and visited with organizers and other guests. Many people were wearing traditional for the day orange t-shirts. Estevan Mayor Roy Ludwig and several city councilors made it to the event, and so did the Estevan Bruins team. The hockey players helped serve the meal and also took an opportunity to explore the museum and its collection. The Bruins did all the serving. It was nice that they were here to help and support, Sopp said. Memory noted that she was happy to see Bruins having interest in their exhibits. Many of them are not local, so it would help them learn more about the community they are living in now. Sopp said that as years go by, there are more events and more attention is paid to the cause, and more people get involved with different awareness events and campaigns, which brings results. We are getting more recognition. And now we can stand proudly. We were always taught not to be proud of who we were. But now, with everything the way it's going, people are recognizing us more, we're getting more and more support from the city, different companies and others, so it's working, Sopp said. She added that as a group they are also doing more educational activities and see engagement growing. They are currently focused on activities for Métis children and adults and will have some ribbon skirts and beading workshops among other events. They are also partnering with the Southeast Newcomer Services to do dog sled demonstrations, an event that will be open to the public, and more. We want to start recognizing our Métis culture, artists and traditions more, Sopp said. Memory said the museum plans on continuing its partnership with the Estevan Local 25 Métis Nation for the Truth and Reconciliation event. Donations from this year's lunch were directed to the local Métis Nation. For the latest activities organized by the local Métis group, follow MNS Estevan Local No. 25 on social media.